Glenn Hamer says U.S.-Mexico economic integration is accelerating after Mexico City visit. Texas border business, Mexico City. Texas Association of Business President and CEO Glenn Hamer said economic integration between the United States and Mexico is unstoppable and accelerating, after spending July 2026 in Mexico City, where he met with government and business leaders and observed continued growth in trade, technology, and investment. In a report reflecting on his visit, Hamer described Mexico City as North America's largest city and a world-class international hub, saying the presence of major global economies is more visible there than in any other city on the continent. He wrote that Chinese companies have established a significant presence in sectors including automobiles and telecommunications, while U.S. companies such as Google, Tesla, Apple, Amazon, Walmart, and Costco also maintain a strong footprint. Hamer said his visit included meetings at the Mexican Senate, where he spoke with a senior aide knowledgeable in technology, finance, and semiconductors. He noted that the visit reminded him of his work in the U.S. Senate during the mid-1990s. He also visited Palacio Nacional in Mexico City's Zócalo, where he said he conveyed the unified support in the U.S. business community for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. Hamer described the agreement as the most important trade deal in the history of our country and expressed gratitude for Mexico's interest in extending it. He also noted that Canada has advocated for a 16-year extension of the agreement. Energy cooperation was a central theme of Hamer's report. "I'm convinced that energy is the key to bring Mexico and the U.S. closer," he wrote, adding that North America is an energy powerhouse. He said growing electricity demand associated with artificial intelligence will require additional energy resources and noted that Mexico depends heavily on natural gas imports from Texas. As data centers expand in locations such as Querétaro, he said additional imports will be necessary, concluding that abundant energy is a win-win. Hamer also met with Sonny Chalu, president of the Cámara de Comercio Mexico-Israel, and praised efforts to connect Israeli technology companies with Mexico and the United States, particularly Texas, Arizona, and Florida. He wrote that Israeli innovations in desalination, drip irrigation, and cyber defense could contribute to bigger economic development and international cooperation. Beyond business meetings, Hamer described Mexico City's walkability, cuisine, and quality of life, citing the city's favorable weather during his stay. Concluding his report, Hamer thanked Mexico City for its hospitality and reiterated his view that stronger economic cooperation between the United States and Mexico will continue to advance through trade, investment, technology, and energy collaboration.